The Mayor with Two Horns. In a town up north, there once lived a mayor whose story people still tell. This mayor ruled for many years in his beloved town, and in return, he was beloved by its people. The farmers could sow and reap the fruits of their labors. Laborers were paid their wages. Workers of all kinds got fair compensation. Taxes were collected. Families and the community were kept safe and secure by the town's laws. Comfort had set in at the town hall. Complacency became the norm. When such things happen, those in authority tend to seek more power. This happened to the mayor. What began as a desire to serve became an ambition to control. Anyone caught out of line for whatever reason was either imprisoned or heavily fined. The people's taxes stopped being used for their welfare. Books and arts were strictly regulated. Officials took control of the farmers' lands. No one was permitted to speak against the mayor and his leadership. Soon, rallies and small revolts erupted in barangays and sitios. The mayor was quick to send out soldiers and weapons that were meant to protect the weak and the defenseless were instead used against them. Young men and women left the town for better places. Older people, too, sailed away, torn from the land of their birth. The once happy and content town up north fell into anguish and hopelessness. The mayor, on the other hand, often threw lavish parties and feasts to hide the people's despair. At one party, he was ambushed on his way to the banquet. Though he was unharmed, he was more furious than ever, with an anger that was actually fear. The mayor began to dream up terrible punishments for anyone who defied him. He laughed at the thought of each cruel act he might commit until his head ached. It was so painful. He felt like a tree that was being split in two. He howled and yowled in agony. There was no medicine strong enough to relieve him. For days and nights, he stayed locked in his room. He was in grave distress. This lasted for weeks. The doctor was called, but what he saw when he looked at the mayor horrified him. To the mayor's wife, he said, "Madam, I cannot help our mayor. There's nothing I can do to cure his headache, and even less to change what he has become. Perhaps the town barber can help him." Confused by what the doctor had said, the mayor's wife went up to his room. What he saw there explained the doctor's horror and his strange advice. The mayor's wife called the barber. "Please come right away," she begged. The barber arrived, ready to serve the mayor, whatever he thought of him. After all, it was a barber's job to cut men's hair and make them look like their best, regardless of who they were. The barber had heard much about the terrible mayor, but he knew the value of silence in difficult times. In spite of everything, he trusted that he would be where he should be and do what he should do. Gone was the mayor who was once so full of potential to lead the town in prosperity. His eyes showed no light, only confused disarray. His beard and mustache were long and curled at the edges. His thick black hair was overgrown and disheveled. Tufts of curls grew from his head like two towers. The town mayor looked like a monster. "You must remove something from my head," the mayor ordered. It has been growing since the time of our last festivity. The barber went to work. He uncurled the two towers of hair and, to his surprise, saw a pair of sharp horns similar to a young goat's. For a moment, the barber did not know what to do, but the mayor was desperate. "Remove them now!" he shouted. The town barber did as he was ordered. He gave the mayor a good cut and trimmed his beard and mustache. He then took his sharpest razor and started sawing off the horns growing from the mayor's head. It was a success. The barber combed hair over the two stumps. The mayor was pleased to see that he resembled the man he used to be. "I have done my best, Mr. Mayor," the barber said humbly. The moment he brushed the cut hair off the mayor's chin and shoulders, the horns grew back, thicker, larger, and more hideous than before. The mayor's hair grew as fast as the horns, covering his entire head and face. He was a monster again. The mayor thrashed about, throwing and smashing anything to hand. "What have you done?" he screamed. "I've become a monster! Ow! The town mayor with two horns is a monster! I did what you told me," the frightened barber said. "Hair grows, and I suppose it's the same with horns when they're cut. Then ask for the farmer." He stopped as the mayor knocked over the dresser and then the cabinet. The room was a mess of broken glass, splintered wood, and torn cloth. The town mayor with two horns had truly become a monster. The mayor turned to the town barber. "You will tell no living creature of my transformation," he snarled. "In time, I will reveal myself to everyone. They will all bow to me in fear. Now, get out!" The town barber ran for his life. He stopped at the nearest bamboo grove to catch his breath. He dug a hole a foot deep and vomited all the foul things he had witnessed at the mayor's house, including his secret. "The town mayor has two horns," he spat. "He is mad. He is a monster. A mad monster." He quickly covered the pit with soil and rushed home into the loving arms of his wife and children. By sunset, the town barber's torment had seeped into the bamboo's roots. It crept up the stems, nodes, shoots, and leaves. It reached the next stalks by a network of roots and leaves. The entire bamboo grove had a secret to whisper to the wind. As the cool evening air enveloped the town, gusts of wind rustled the bamboo leaves. It sang a song that terrified all life in the town. "The town mayor has two horns. The town mayor has transformed. He is a monster. He is mad. He is bound to destroy all forms of life. He lives to take everything we have until we are no more. Until there are no more. What has become of us in the town where the mayor has two horns?" At this, all plant and animal life in the town took action. Weeds of all kinds made their way to the mayor's house and demolished its foundation. Beasts of burden let loose, destroying the town hall and armories. Boars, insects, and snakes came in droves, trampling, biting, stinging, and attacking anyone who tried to defend the two-horned mayor and his cohorts. Birds of prey swooped down the mayor's family, carrying them off to a faraway land. As for the mayor, the last anyone saw of him, he was battling a wild carabao with horns as huge and mighty as his own. Soon after, lightning struck the remains of the mayor's house, setting fire to everything evil and foul that surrounded it. The town hall, too, was struck by lightning, consuming the old building in flames. Then it rained. At dawn, the rain stopped. It was the town barber who had the courage to see what remained after the fire and the cleansing rain. There are many things he could not explain or even understand, but he learned one thing from the mayor who had two horns. He turned to his children and said, "We will remember. We will tell the story."